This is KCUR 89.3. Whether they realize it or not, many Kansas Cityans have probably seen Wilbur Niewald's paintings, and they might have even seen him working at a canvas in one of the city's parks. With a new exhibit opening this weekend, KCUR's Julie Deneche paid a visit to the man who has been called the patriarch of the Kansas City art world.
Bill Haw Jr. steps into an old elevator at the Livestock Exchange building in the West Bottoms. It's just a few blocks away from Haw Contemporary, the art gallery he owns. He's here to visit painter Wilbur Niewald.
50 feet from Wilbur's studio, you can smell turpentine and linseed oil, and it's just like you're walking into this whole world.
Haw says the fifth floor was left unfinished, so it would be affordable for artists. Niewald moved in after he retired as chair of the painting and printmaking department at the Kansas City Art Institute. That was 25 years ago.
Hey, Wilbur. How are you? Good morning.
Niewald's dressed all in blue. Blue shirt, blue cotton sweater, and blue jeans. Niewald walks over to a canvas and examines the still life he's been working on for the past month. It's a bowl of apples and a glass bottle arranged on a table.
The apple that we're looking at is kind of going to the rotten side, I guess. I may have to replace that apple.
Chances are, most people in Kansas City have seen one of Wilbur Niewald's paintings.
He's kind of entwined in the fabric of Kansas City. You will see his paintings in so many places once you start looking. You'll see him in people's living rooms and in corporate collections and in museums.
Niewald is 92, but he still spends 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, dabbing paint on canvas. His paintings are lined up on racks and propped up against walls. The canvases reveal the subjects he returns to again and again: pine trees at Luce Park, West Bottom landscapes, and still life, as well as the occasional nude. Haw says the thing he most admires about Niewald's paintings is their understated beauty.
There's no flashiness and no kind of embellishment, you know, the way that Wilbur paints it. And so it kind of sneaks up on you.
Niewald was just 10 when he took his first art lesson at the Kansas City Art Institute. His work has received accolades over the years, including a prestigious Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship in 2006. In January, Niewald had a solo show of 24 recent paintings at the New York Studio School in Greenwich Village. For his show at Haw, these works will be joined by several abstract paintings from the 1950s and 60s.
This time it's really going to tell a story, and you're going to be able to walk through the galleries and hopefully see how it kind of started out as completely abstract, and then you walk into the big room and suddenly it's all representational in the style that people see today. So I think being able to use the whole first floor makes it extra special.
Niewald abandoned abstraction in 1970, and for the past 5 decades he's painted strictly from direct observation.
You have to believe in what you see. You don't try to express yourself or your emotions. You just do what is honest to you.
Niewald says some people think it's easy to paint this way, but it's not.
It kind of amuses me. Sometimes a person will say, I don't want to just copy nature or copy what you see. And usually it comes from someone that has no idea how impossible that is.
Niewald tries to get as close as possible to what he sees.
The subject stimulates you. And that's the emotion. The emotion becomes not some idea. The emotion becomes an experience of what you're seeing.
Despite major shows already this year in New York and this month at Haw, Wilbur Niewald is not necessarily focused on his legacy.
A lot of the meaning of painting for me, it's the moment of doing it. In other words, the real pleasure is in the act of learning, discovering, and being satisfied, maybe, to have realized something.
He's realized more than a few things: teaching generations of art students, painting in two radically different styles, and becoming the living artist most widely associated with Kansas City. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.